In honor of Juneteenth, companies like Nike and Target are giving workers the day off to commemorate the day that Black Americans in Texas first found out they were free, more than 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. Some are praising the decision to commemorate, while others feel it's a cheap optics play, if not backed up by further corporate changes. And for more, let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. And Mike, we mentioned Target and Nike. What are some of the other companies allowing workers to stay home or paying them extra today?
So several companies are among the sort of big household names. JCPenney and Spotify are allowing employees to take a paid day off. But there are dozens of companies that are commemorating Juneteenth in some way or another. For example, JPMorgan Chase is closing its bank branches early. The car makers General Motors and Fiat Chrysler are observing a moment of silence. And interestingly, in New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio has actually declared that next year will be a holiday in the city and the schools for Juneteenth. So there are quite a lot going on.
Yeah. What's been the response so far? I guess what you're hearing from folks about this idea of it becoming kind of a holiday that's celebrated across the board.
You know, like you pointed out in the introduction, most of the response, or at least a lot of the response, has been at least lukewarm positive. But like you said, there's this caveat that this doesn't really solve the bigger issue of disparities in corporate America. For example, the Business Week cover story this week highlights how there are still only four Black CEOs among the Fortune 500 companies. And the story discusses, well, what can be done about that, asking if perhaps it's time to rethink the notion of quotas, which is has always been sort of a controversial topic in corporate America. But it's clear that, you know, I think most people believe the holiday is a good start, but it needs to be backed up with more discussion about solving these bigger issues.
Yeah, we've also been talking about this week a lot of companies trying to make other changes, like Pepsi changing the name of the Aunt Jemima syrup, Mars changing the name of Uncle Ben's rice. What other actions are we seeing companies take? Maybe perhaps that's taking that next step that you mentioned around diversity within the higher up ranks of companies.
But there's been quite a few interesting actions being taken, and not just in the U.S. In Great Britain, the insurance company Lloyd's of London and the company Green King, which is a owner of pubs and a brewer, they've basically both acknowledged their ties to slavery and said they will pay reparations to some charities. And even the Bank of England, you know, basically the equivalent of the Federal Reserve of Britain, has apologized for its links to slavery. Another interesting one was at the University of Florida. They banned this gator bait cheer at sporting events because it has a really horrendous racial backstory to it.
With the 30 seconds I have, you mentioned New York acknowledging Juneteenth as a holiday, also Texas and Virginia. Will this pave the way for it being a federal holiday, do you think?
I think there's bound to be a lot of discussion about that, and it'll be interesting to see if it really gains any ground. Obviously, who wouldn't want another holiday, right?
That's Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.